Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about The Equalizer Part 2. This was the second film in the franchise. This one is also still directed by Antoine Fuqua, and it stars Denzel Washington. And to be honest, I think the only people that came from the first film were Melissa Leo's character and Bill Pullman's character. Those are the only two people from the first film. And then we have a new character played by Pedro Pascal in this film. Now, in this film, the first film was more so of Robert McCall's character. Or the Robert McCall character, played by Denzel Washington, kind of coming out of retirement to help these young girls from being human trafficked and everything like that, and, you know, basically doing the right thing. The second film, this one in particular, is more so of a revenge film. When a close friend of Robert McCall is murdered, that person who's murdered is a high-ranking officer in the CIA, and when that person is killed, Robert McCall kind of does his own investigation. You know, he kind of plays the game from the shadows and everything like that to get everything else. And then it comes to find out that, you know, Pedro Pascal, the person who's most trusted with his best friend's life, is the one behind it all and everything like that. And while this movie was more action-packed than the first one, this movie relied more so on action than storytelling. The first film was more of, it was a story, it was an action movie that had a story to it. So whereas this one just had a simple story, but more action in it and everything like that. You know, they try to introduce some new elements to the character and new elements to the story, but in the end, it's basically a revenge movie. You know, a close friend of Robert McCall's character or history and everything like that is murdered, and now he has to go and avenge that person's murder. So, you know, I think this movie, it is kind of on par with the first one. Like, I don't think it's better than the first one. I think it's just as good. Even though I think the first film had a better story and it was much better, characterization in that first film than the second one. The second one was more action-packed. You know, there was more action, more fight scene, more shootouts, more hand-to-hand combat and everything like that than there was in the first one. But, I mean, Denzel still did great. Antoine Fuqua did an amazing job directing and writing and everything like that. And I think Pedro Pascal's performance in this film was much more entertaining than the main villain of the first film and everything like that. So that was kind of cool to see and everything like that, to kind of change the pace around a little bit here and there. But, I mean, overall, it's kind of like the same movie. Like, it wasn't better, but it wasn't worse either. It was almost the same movie, just with a little bit more action. That's the best way I can describe The Equalizer Part 2, because the first film is more story-driven, and the second film is more action-driven, and things like that. So, there's a few moments in the movie where the CGI is just all, like, the final fight scene, the final confrontation between Denzel and Pedro at the end of the movie comes down to really like a good old fashioned hand to hand fist fight and things like that. But it's the setup to that fight when Pedro Pascal leads his groups of mercenaries to go hunt down Robert McCall. McCall picks them off one at a time in the middle of this, what looks to be a tornado warning or a tropical storm. The CGI in that part really, really is noticeable, because it doesn't feel organic or anything like that. It just feels like, you know, they're standing in front of a big fan and that's blowing everything every way. And then the background is kind of noticeable. That's really my only complaint with the film is the finale of it. You know, the last showdown of our main character and the main antagonist and things like that. But I mean, overall, this wasn't a bit, like I said, it wasn't a bad movie, you know, but it just, I don't think it was better than the first film and everything like that. Now, I will say this movie is a little bit better than the third one, but, you know, we'll get to the third one in the next episode. But overall, this was a pretty good movie. You had a pretty good performance from Pedro Pascal, which really is saying something, because I think this was probably the first time I had seen him in a movie, because, you know, other stuff had come out later, like The Kingsman, The Golden Circle had come out later, The Mandalorian had come out much later and everything like that. So, you know, I was like, who's this guy? But sure enough, you know, he would become a great actor, and still is a great actor to this day. And of course, he holds his own against Denzel Washington, you know, one of the greatest actors of all time and everything like that. But this movie, it really didn't kind of dive into the character more of Robert McCall the way I think they should have. But at the same time, it just gave Denzel Washington much more to do, because in the first film, the action sequences he does is very, very subtle. Like, he picks off guys one at a time, but it's always real quick, or it's always, you know, in another or off camera and everything like that. In this one, he does a lot more hand to hand, and he does a lot more shootouts and everything like that. So there's one part in particular where he's an Uber driver, and one of the fares that he has tries to kill him. And I thought that scene was pretty good, how he's driving the car and still being able to do the hand-to-hand stuff. So Denzel Washington is believable as an action star and everything like that. But I think while the first film chose style over substance, they went substance over style in the first one. And then the second one, they went style over substance, which, you know, they just kind of overtwined. You know, whatever lacked in the first film, they doubled it up in the second one. But when you double up something from the second one, something has to falter. And unfortunately, that was the story. And even though the storyline is generic and bland and everything like that, you kind of get away with it, because we kind of already got the best characterization that we could possibly get for Robert McCall's character from the first film. So there's no real reason to kind of dive into his personal life or into his past, because, you know, we've done that so much in the first one that when we get to the second one, it's just supposed to be more action based. Like it kind of goes with the John Wick films. We got John's motivation in the first one and why he's doing everything. Towards the second one, we don't really need it anymore. We don't need to go into John's past, even though the main villain of John Wick 2 is from John's past. It's that connection that kind of drives that story. So, towards this one, it's the relationship he has with his former partner that, you know, really trying to kind of drives him home. Kind of drives home the fact that, you know, he's got to return to action, you know, and find out who killed his friend from the shadows, and nobody picks up on who he is or what the connection is. So either way you look at it, this wasn't a bad film, but it wasn't a good film, to say the least. It wasn't better than part one, but in my opinion, I thought it was better than part three. So, you know, there's that. But anyways, guys, that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcasts from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Let me know what you guys thought about The Equalizer Part 2. Did you like it? What did you think of it? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. The Oppenheimer episode is dropping this week, as well as we are going to finish out the Equalizer series. I've already done my reviews for both Madam Web and Bob Marley One Love, so definitely check those out. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.